You're listening to a Life Songs blogcast. Hey guys, this is Joel and this is my blog, Wisdom. Now, listen, I'm at a point in my life where I strongly yearn for and thirst for wisdom, specifically God's wisdom. Now, maybe I think into things too much, or maybe I'm just really at this pivotal point in my life where, really for the first time, my decisions have weight and they truly affect my present and my future. So every time when I'm at church and people ask me, what can I pray for you for? I say the same thing over and over again. Wisdom. So much so that I feel like me saying that has caused me to actually just put it by the wayside. But even if you're not at this weird young adult age where your life's goal is to acquire as little bills as possible and to not disappoint the people you look up to and adore, I think everyone can always seek to gain wisdom. It's like a craft. It's something we will never truly perfect. And it isn't improved without trials and tribulations or testing ourselves. Now, it's easy to get sidetracked by trying so hard to do the right thing, the wise thing, that we tend to lose sight of how to truly live wisely. Now, truly living wisely is knowing the will of God, because that is the highest of all wisdom. Now, it says here on Billy Graham's website that the Bible reveals that God has a plan for every single life, and that if we live in constant fellowship with him, he will direct and lead us in the fulfillment of this plan. I want to leave you with this Bible verse from Psalms chapter 37, verse 5. It says, commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Thanks for listening to my blogcast.